that they may be able to run on because they know what the end will be. Father, that some might be saved. Some might make a choice tonight to make Jesus their Savior. That someone might be healed or someone might be delivered or even set free from whatever bondage or whatever thing that has them held and bound down. Father, we thank you right now that the anointing makes the difference on tonight. And we believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the power and the word of your Spirit. Father, and we thank you right now for giving us a rhema word from the Logos word. Father, we love you. Now, Lord, thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech and allowing my tongue to be the pen of a ready writer in the hearts of the hearers. Let it be the tablet in which it shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace and even prosperity to all the hearers that believe it. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood that covers us, cures us, cleanses us, and connects us to you. We thank you for the word of God that strengthens us and sustains us. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost who gives to us what belongs to you and guides us in our life. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, after you've done what you want to do at this moment, this preaching hour, and this preaching time, Lord, we'll be careful to give you glory and praise and honor, and we will give you the praise, and we'll join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now, and we pray in the matchless, mighty, miraculous, and magnificent name of Jesus. Amen. 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 I want to use for a thought, title, topic on tonight. Never mind the thunder. Amen. One of the sons of thunder is preaching tonight, so that was just God, amen, and me. Amen. See, he don't have to have an amen, but we need to get the amen. He can amen himself. Amen. But really, he just wants to cool it off for us. So he's going to let it rain a little bit and cool it off. Amen. But I want to use for a thought, a title, topic on tonight. Praise God for deliverance. Amen. Subtitle, just a taste will do. Amen. Praise God for deliverance. Desperate enough. Oh yeah, we are not desperate enough. These men were not only desperate, but the Bible said they were in debt. Do I have anybody in debt tonight? He said not only were they in debt, but they were discontented and they were not satisfied. They was restless and unhappy. Do I have anybody in the house that seemed to be a little bit on edge right now? A little bit to the point to where I need something to happen because something, if it don't happen right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, let me tell you what you can do right now at this moment. You can give God some praise. David said, look, I got 400 men. David was in a cave. He was doing his own thing in his own praise party. And these 400 men walks up to the cave. And the Bible says David initiated a worship service in the cave. See, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm in a cave. But thank God for all the brothers that seem just like me. All the brothers that's on the run just like me. All the brothers that's going through just like me. If all of us have can say that we've been through some stuff, that means all of us can right now stop and start praising God. All of us can stop right now. I can stop preaching and we can start praising. I can stop right here and you can throw your hands up and say, glory be to God. I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for blessing my house. I thank you for blessing me coming in and blessing me going out. I thank you for blessing me with likes. I thank you for blessing me with loved ones. I thank you, Lord God, that you gave me a car to drive and a job to go to so I can give you tithes and I can come to the church with my hand lifted and say, glory be to God. Do I have anybody that's in the house tonight that say, I feel like I'm one of the 400. I need somebody to praise him with me. I need somebody to lift him with me. I need somebody that ain't ashamed to lift up the name of Jesus. I need somebody in the house that say, it doesn't matter who's looking. I'll snatch this wig off if I have to. I'll take this suit coat off if I have to. But I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift him. Do I have anybody that say, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I will bless his holy name. Say yeah. initiated. He initiated worship service in the cave. So some of us, you see, we got to wait till we get to a nice building. I'm telling you, I praise God in that little storefront. Amen. Y'all don't hear me. I ain't got to go to Shreveport to Word of God to be able to praise God. I ain't picking at nobody, but I can praise God in the cave. Yeah, I can praise God in the cave, in a rock. I can praise God right where I am. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm going to get to this. Amen. So he says that David had these 400 men. They came to him. And so David tells them, he said, let us exalt his name together. These men, first of all, they needed some encouragement. These men were down. They were depressed. They were in debt. They was discontent. They were unsatisfied. They was restless and very unhappy with the things that had happened in their life. They had nothing. But I'm gonna go ahead and jump ahead and tell you about these men. These were the same men that raised the money in order for them to build the temple that Solomon built for about $6 billion. But before they praised God, they were broke. Before they praised God, they were in debt. Before they praised God, they were depressed. Before they met David, they had nothing going for them.
All right.
Oh, but after they met the anointed of God. Now that would have preached anywhere else but tonight. He said, look at this. I'm going to get out of the way. Y'all ready for me to move? Verse 4 says that I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. David began to look. He gave them an invitation, but he didn't give them an invitation until he had some inspiration. He said, David said, let me tell you what inspired me. I'm telling you, I'm on the run. I ain't got a house. You see, I'm living in this cave. I don't have my family. My wife has just been given to another man. I don't have nothing. I'm broke. I'm out here eating from field to field, going to find something to eat. I don't have nothing. But let me tell you what, I'm still inspired. I'm still happy. I'm still praising God. If you can praise God when you ain't got nothing, and you can praise God when things ain't going your way, you'll still praise God when things do go your way. Do I have anybody in the house tonight? David said, let me inspire you. David goes on to say in verse number 5, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. David said, I looked and God listened and he loosed me. I know, I don't know what it is that's binding you, but you need to look unto the hills from which cometh your help, for your help comes from the Lord. Preach. I don't know what's binding you, but the Bible said that the Lord will be the lifter of your head. I know you can't hold your head up right now because of some things that happened in your life, but if you just trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. David said, he loosed me, he let me go. But then David says something. They looked unto him and they lightened. They were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. David said, when I got through encouraging them, they stopped looking at their situation and they started looking unto him. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody in the house tonight that said, I've been looking at my situation too long. I need to stop looking at the stuff that's happening. I need to stop looking at my medicine I need to buy and got the money for. I need to stop looking at my grandchildren acting up, my children acting up, my husband, wife, whoever it is. I need to start looking unto him. And when they looked unto him, the Bible said they were lightened. Amen. They, in other words, the word lightened means that they got cheerful. They found some joy. Do you know what I mean in the house tonight? What I'm trying to tell you is that you get some joy when you start praising God. You can get some joy because Jesus said, I'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus said, this joy, I give this kind of joy. Come on and say amen in here. He said that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Anybody need some strength in weakness? I'm telling you, if you can get the joy of the Lord and get yourself a praise in the Lord, then you'll be able to be able to outlast your problems. You'll be able to overcome your trouble. But you got to get some joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Y'all going to make me preach hard? Come on and
and say amen in here. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. That what Jesus said, I give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, come on and shout glory to his name. Glory to his name. Oh, I've been trying to close. Y'all ain't went for now one of them. Verse 5 says, verse 6 says, this poor man cried. David, when he used the word poor, he wasn't saying that he was humble. He was saying, I ain't had nothing. He said, I didn't have anything. You know, a pot, you know. I didn't have anything. Everything I had to leave it in an instant. Seemed like I don't, he said, but I cried unto the Lord. And the one thing about God is if you cry to him, he'll hear you. But not only will he hear you, he'll help you. Oh, come on, tell somebody he'll help you. And the Bible said, David says, and he saved him out of all of his troubles. In other words, when he used the word saved, he's saying that he liberated me. But not only did he liberate me, because we got to be liberated first from sin. All right? We got to be saved from that. But then he also says that in the battle, that word is yasha in the Hebrew, and it means that to be liberated or saved or to be delivered or to be given victory in the midst of the battle. Lord have mercy now. See, sometimes we're fighting a battle and we just don't know when God is going to give it. When is this battle going to be over? And the battle may be in the heat of the battle, but God will give you victory in the middle of the battle. Lord, have mercy in here. Ah, oh, he said, I'm inspired to look to the Lord. And then David says that I prayed unto the Lord. He heard me. He helped me. But then verse 7 says this, and the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. I'm almost ready to get out of here now because y'all done went to sleep on me. Y'all done went to sleep on me, right? He says that the angel of the Lord, when he says the angels, capital T, said the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord encamped. That means the pre-incarnated Christ. That he is with me. He guess where David said he's with me at? He's not with me when I'm doing good. He's with me in the cave. He's with me when I'm on the run. He's with me when Saul threw the javelin. He was with me when I went before Abimelech and had to act crazy. Oh, do I have anybody in the house that said, I'll give God a crazy praise because I know he's still with me? It was this same David that penned the words in Psalm number 23 and said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. And then he said, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear evil because the Lord is right here with me. I don't know about you, but every now and then you can see the death angel rise up. And some people say, I wonder if there's going to be three of them go this time. But thank God, even though I'm in the shadow, I know that there's a light to bring the shadow. And that light is the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll be with me always. He said, even unto the end of the world. That's why David could rejoice that the Lord was with him. He said, the angel in camp. In other words, he's at rest right here. That he's going to stay right here. He's pitched his tent right here. Wherever I am, there he will be also. I wish I had somebody that say, I did not know it, but now I know that the Lord is with me. He was with me when they lied on me. He was with me when they talked about me. He said everything about me. Called me everything but a child of God. I wish I had a few people. They talked about you like a dog, like you had a tail. But God was with you. It seemed like you were by yourself because you was in your cave. But God was with you. Do I have anybody? Say anybody in the house that say, I know the Lord. I know he's always with me. He'll never leave nor forsake.
forsake me. Oh, come on and shout yes. Shout glory in him. And the Bible says, he said that he's a botany. The ones that fear them. And look at the word delivereth. The word delivereth, it has E-T-H at the end. That means no matter how many times I find myself in a mess, God will keep on delivering. I don't care how many times I find myself in the same situation. That same God, that same Jesus, he'll find me and deliver me. Do I have any witnesses? I don't care how many times the devil attack your life, attack your family, but it's the same God that's going to bring you out. When people write you off, it's the same God that's going to wipe you off and bless your life. Do I have any witnesses? Come on and shout yes. When you look at that word delivered, I wish you would just get with me for a moment. When you look at the word delivered, that word delivered means that when you're in trouble, when you find yourself in something, that means to snatch out by reflex. In other words, it's God's reflex that when something falls, he catches it. Whenever you begin to fall, God catches you. When you find yourself in a mess, God picks you up. That's why David said, he picked me up out of the miry clay and placed my feet on a rock to stay. Do I have anybody that say I was falling and I thought I was going down, but I heard Psalm 37 say, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighted in his way. Though he fall, he won't be utterly cast down. Now what does that mean, preacher? That means just like a baby walking with his mama, just learning how to walk, and when he start to fall over, the mama catches him, pull him back up. It may look like I'm falling, but I got a parent in the sky that said, you're not gonna fall, I'm gonna lift you back up. Somebody say yes. Jesus will pick you up if he has to reach way down. Anybody been way down? I've been almost level to the ground, but I found out that the Lord by reflex, it's just how good God is, that no matter what I'm going through, he'll pick me up out of it. The old preacher said it like this, he picked me up and turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Do I have anybody? Well, let me preach on this side, since I got a few people on this side. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to praise him because he delivered me? I'm going to praise him because he set me free. I'm going to praise him because he brought me out. I'm going to praise him. Come on and give God some praise. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Maybe I can get a few more people on this side. I might come preach to you. Oh, come on and say amen here. Praise God for deliverance. And the Bible says in verse number 8, he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts him. See, we got to learn how to taste. You know how it is when you taste something? It seems that your eyes are open. You know what happened to Adam and Eve? When they tasted of the fruit, their eyes came open. In other words, they got an understanding. See, when you try the Lord, you get an understanding that I never could have made it without him. I never would have made it without you. When you taste of the Lord, you'll realize you couldn't get healed without him. When you taste of the Lord, you'll realize there ain't no deliverance without him. I wish I had somebody. When you taste of the Lord, you'll realize ain't no peace without him. Come on and shout yes here and give God some praise. He went from a celebration to an invitation to some inspiration. And here's the revelation that I see God delivering me and my friends. I see God bringing me out of this cave. He already anointed me twice. And the last time he anointed me, I ascend to the throne. That's what David was saying. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so because I'm understanding that the Lord will bless my life, because I'm blessed by the best, and therefore I won't be stressed. Come on and shout yes. Come on and shout glory. Oh, look at verse number 9. He said, fear the Lord, all ye saints. There ain't nothing that you can want that God won't give you. The Bible says that it pleases God to give you the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take my kingdom access, and I'm going to go in, and if I need healing, I say, with the stripes I'm healed. I'm going to go in, and if I need blessing, he said, I'll fill your storehouse up. I wish I had somebody. He said, you'll be the lender and not the borrower. He said, you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. That's why I can stay in Natchitoches and reap the benefits of somebody in Dallas. I wish I had somebody. Come on and shout yes. Shout yes. Give God some praise. Oh, but the last verse says, the young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, they shall not want anything. He said, look at the young lions. They got to wonder where their next meal coming from. They got to try to take what somebody else has. But the Bible says, I don't have to take what you got, because my God, the God that I serve, all the cattle on a thousand hills, it belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to praise God for my deliverance? I wish I had some people tonight that say, I'm like the 400. I need God to do something in my life. I'm going to praise him. Oh, come on and give God some praise. The Bible tells us that we needed a Savior, and I trust in God. You see, you got a thing going on today. So many of our young people, they're going after strange doctrine. They're trying to go back under the law. They're telling you, you need to do this, and you need to eat like that, and you need to follow this tradition. But when you really read the word, the law couldn't save me, because Jesus did it. I trust in Jesus. I trust in his blood. His blood was good enough to save me from sin. His blood is good enough to save me from death. Do I have anybody that say, his blood, the blood that Jesus shed when he went to Calvary's hill, the Bible say he looked around and he looked up to the Father. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on and shout yes. And he gave up the ghost. You see, that's the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did, that he died on his own. We can't go to bed tonight and decide to die, but Jesus decided that I'm going to die right now before they try to break my legs, because the prophecy said, wouldn't no bone be broken? I wish I had somebody, but he didn't stay dead, because tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we're in the Baptist church, so I got to say, Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Won't God deliver you? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he open up doors? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Come on and shout yes, and give God some praise, and give God some glory. Wear your head back, put your hands together, and say, let's praise him. Let's give God some praise. He delivered me. I got a little taste of it, and he delivered me. When they counted me out, he brought me right back. When they thought I wasn't gonna make it, he made sure I made it. When they thought I was down, he lifted me. So I can't help but give God praise. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, why you sitting there? Why you letting other folks praise? You ought to be praising God. God been too good to you. Come on, tell your neighbor. God been too good for you to sit in your blessed assurance and not give him some praise. God has woke you up early this morning. Shout at you on your way. Put food on your table, clothes on your back, and you mean to tell me you won't praise him? Shame on you. But God forgive him. I praise for him. They ain't got sense enough to praise, but I lift you up. They don't understand the praise. Say, I'm going to praise God, not just for myself, but I'll praise for my people. I'll praise for my children. The Bible says that Paul and Silas was in the Philippian jail, and they began to praise God, and they said some prayers, and their chains fell off, and the doors were open. What I'm trying to get you to see, not only were they chains off, not only were their doors open, but everybody in the jail, I don't know who's bound, but when you praise with me, because the door about to open, give me some music. The door's about to open. Give me some high-sounding cymbals. The door's about to open. Come on and hit it home. Come on and give us some music. Give God some praise. Say yeah. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we done sat on preacher all night long. We done wasted his time. He thought we were going to have a good time. But at least I can do is tell you what I know. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know. From sickness, but from sin. If he don't do anything else, he's already done enough. He's already praised. He's already blessed me. So I already got my praise. See, I told my other church that. I told them on the other Sunday. I say, if a horse can gallop a praise, if a skunk can stink a praise, if a bird can sing a praise, if a car can honk a praise, I wish I had somebody, if a pig can oink a praise, and a cow can moo a praise, what about me? Should not I praise him? I'm not gonna let a rock cry out. I'll praise him. Say
hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, one thing I've learned about God is sometimes he will allow you to deal with certain stuff just so he can see you praise him. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. God loves to see when we're in a tough situation, but we can still lift our hands and say, God, I thank you. I want to know, is there anybody on tonight had a trial or a tribulation where you didn't know where you was going to turn? You didn't know who was going to help you and who was going to bring you out. But all you can do is lift up your hand and say, God, I can trust you. When you find out mama wasn't there, daddy wasn't there, when you find out wasn't nobody there to pick you up in your lowest place, but God will always. Y'all hear me on tonight? God would always be there. How many of you believe it? I don't care how hard it gets for you. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the doctor report looks like. I don't care what that lawyer told you. I don't care what situation they may be. There is nothing too hard for God.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altorio Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box.